Masechet Shabbos, Perek Yud Tes, Mishnah Dalet until Perek Chaf, Mishnah Aleph. The focus of the 19th Perek has been what one is allowed to do on Shabbos for the sake of a bris milah. We learn from the Pasuk, which says that one gives a bris milah by Yom HaShemini on the 8th day of the baby's life. So even if that day happens to be Shabbos, the mitzvah bris milah still applies. However, if for whatever reason the bris milah cannot be done on the 8th day, for example, if the baby is ill, and then the baby becomes ready for a bris milah on the 9th day, which is a Shabbos. So in that case, it cannot be done on Shabbos, since it's no longer the 8th day. So only if it's the 8th day can Shabbos be violated for the sake of a bris milah. So this gives rise to the case of our Mishnah, which is where Misha Hoylo Shnei Tinoikos, somebody had two babies, Echad Lomol Achar Shabbos. One of the babies needed to have a bris milah on the day after Shabbos. So the baby's 8th day fell on Sunday, the Echad Lomol Shabbos. Whereas the second baby's 8th day fell on Shabbos. And so really only the second baby can he have a bris milah on Shabbos. And Shabbos can be violated for the sake of that bris milah. But in our case, for Shochach, the person who did the bris milah forgot Umol es shel achar Shabbos b'Shabbos. He mistakenly gave a bris milah to the baby who was supposed to have it on Sunday. He gave it to him on Shabbos, so on the 7th day of that baby's life. So of course in this case, Chayev, he is Chayev to bring a Korban Chatos, just like everybody who violates Shabbos unintentionally. Because here he didn't even do a bris milah. He thought he was doing a bris milah, but it was on a 7th day baby. It's not even considered to be a valid bris milah, and certainly not one which could violate Shabbos, and therefore he is chayev. Now what happens if Echad Lomol be'erev Shabbos? If we had one baby who was supposed to have a bris milah on Friday, his 8th day fell on Friday, ve'echad lomol ba'Shabbos, and the other baby, he was supposed to have a bris milah on Shabbos. And once again he made a mistake, v'shochach umol es shel erev Shabbos ba'Shabbos. He forgot that he mistakenly gave a bris milah to the Friday baby on Shabbos, on the baby's 9th day. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, this is exactly the same as the previous case. Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chatos. Rabbi Eliezer says he is chayev to bring a korban chatos because it's only permitted to violate Shabbos for the sake of a bris milah if the bris milah was done on the 8th day. So since here it was not permitted to violate Shabbos, it follows that he is chayev chatos for doing so. However, Rabbi Yeshua says he is exempt from bringing a korban chatos. Now Rabbi Yeshua agrees that one is only allowed to violate Shabbos for the sake of an 8th day bris milah. But nevertheless, he still says he is potter in this case. The reason being, the Rabbi Yeshua holds a very important rule, tor bidvar mitzvah, if one makes a mistake inside of a mitzvah. Meaning, while he's doing a mitzvah, he mistakenly does an aveira because of the mitzvah. But v'osa mitzvah, he still did the mitzvah, he fulfilled the mitzvah. In that case, potter, he's exempt. Again, the rule is, tor bidvar mitzvah, v'osa mitzvah, potter. And in this case, if you think about it, it's true that he wasn't allowed to do it, and he violated Shabbos by doing it. However, at the end of the day, he gave a bris milah to the baby. It was the 9th day, although a baby is meant to have it on the 8th day. If he receives it on the 9th day, it's also a valid bris milah. So since at the end of the day he did do a mitzvah here, and the aveira was only as a result of doing the mitzvah, Rabbi Yeshua holds of this special rule that he is exempt in this case. Of course, in the first part of the Mishnah, where the baby was only 7 days old, that's not even considered a bris milah. So he didn't do a mitzvah in the end. So in that case, even Rabbi Yeshua agrees that he would be chayav to bring a korban chatos.